Annie Dugan is the curator of the Duluth Art Institute and our host for Where's Art Monday Mornings right here on Northland Morning. Well, Annie, I can think of only one thing that might be more appropriate than just spending days and days and days wandering around looking at art this week, and that would, I suppose, be watercolors.
Ah, well, there is a watercolor show at the Tweed.
Oh, good grief.
You stole my joke. Chen Qiqi opened last Thursday. He is very much sort of our local hero in the art world, I would say. He's nationally known. He's part of the American Watercolor Society, which is a really big, big deal. But he's been a fixture in the community for 40 years. So this is showing 40 works from over 40 years of his career. He certainly is still making art at the Tweed Museum of Art. It's open. It's up through September 20th. June 11th, he's going to do a demo for 100 people. It's a free demo. it's sort of first come, first serve from 6 to 8 p.m. on June 11th. So, you know, that's coming up, you know, in a month, but put it on your calendar because it's going to be great. Qi, as he's lovingly called in our community, is watercolor artist that mixes East and Western influences. A lot of, if you've seen koi ponds and the koi, you've seen Qi's work. He started the exhibit is really fun because it's a lot of work that people haven't necessarily seen. So some of his more recent loose brushworks, the first it includes the first piece that he had in the American Watercolor Society in 1974. It's a painting of the depot, which I just think is a really neat. I know, it's a really sweet connection. So it's not all fish, but certainly his fish are wonderful, and it certainly fits this this mood of all of us.
And he is such a fun person. Maya Jensen interviewed him for Radio Gallery, and he came into our studios, and I happened to be, you know, slouching about down here at the time. And what a delightful gentleman. What a fascinating man to talk to.
He really is.
Obviously folks want to attend that free demo or any opportunity that you have to listen to him speak or maybe to shake his hand and say thank you for all the wonderful artwork, what a delightful man.
He really is. And I love the show. Has a company catalog that Peter Spooner was the guest curator. Anne Clefstead wrote a great piece for it. So I love, again, that the Tweed is celebrating our local voices and this really important artist in our community. So that's going on. This Friday, ICO is having another opening. Gosh, they have a lot going on. I don't know how they keep up the energy to do it. But Leah Yellowbird is opening a solo show at 6 p.m. on Friday. It's got 12 new works. She's a painter mostly, really interesting work that's beadwork patterning in paint. She has a moss totem pole where the body of the moss is the totem pole and the leaves are all beadwork. It's really unique and lovely work. So that is going on this Friday. I wanted to give you an art documentary heads up. If you have not seen Marwin Call, you need to go to, it's available on Netflix and iTunes. It's a documentary. It came out a few years ago, but the reason I'm telling you to go watch it now, because, you know, if you aren't looking at art or making art, you can be home in your jammies watching movies about art, right?
I love it.
So it came out a few years ago, but it's been back. This artist has been back in the news a little bit. So the name of the documentary, like I said, is Marwin Call. It follows Mark Hogenkamp. He is a, for lack of a better term, I hate that term, outsider artist, because we're all artists, whether, so he's an artist, I should say. And he was in a pretty brutal accident where a few gentlemen beat him up in a bar, and he was in a coma. He woke up, he'd lost his memory. So his therapy, he created a whole world in his backyard, a World War II 1/6 scale town where he had all these dolls and he would set them up in these scenes, and he had sort of this whole fictional world and fictional screenplay. He sort of calls them film stills, basically, from this creation, this imaginary world that he's created. And the documentary follows that and then follows some other... There's a twist that I don't want to give away.
Okay.
But it's a really... he's got lovely, lovely work. The story is a lovely one about the power of art to change lives and to help us through things, help us through pretty major things. And the movie has been made... or being made into a live-action movie, so you can be on the forefront. Steve Carell is going to play Mark Hogenkamp, so put that on your list and you can be ahead of the curve. And then I also wanted to have a little remembrance of Travis Mellon. Travis Mellon was an amazing artist in our community who passed away a couple weeks ago, and I just wanted folks to make sure that they go to his website, travismellonimages.com, and see some of the work of this really special person and artist in our community. He did nature photography. He was a Hermantown High graduate. And by saying he did nature photography, he did a lot more than just that. He really had an eye for what a beautiful and special world this is. And I just want people to know that they have an amazing artist that they should go and learn about if they haven't already at travismellonimages.com.
Fantastic. Annie, thanks so much for joining us as usual.
Thank you, Lisa.
Annie Dugan is the curator of the Duluth Art Institute and our host for Where's Art? Monday mornings right here on Northland Morning.